Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A Cambodian man was so infuriated when he came home and found his wife gone and no lunch on the table that he actually set fire to the family house and burned it to the ground. The 37-year-old husband told police that he wanted to teach his wife a lesson. The police, however, felt that he had some lessons to learn himself, and thus detained him in the local jail where he was assured of regular meals. Uncontrolled rage has burned down more than one house. The reality is that explosive outbursts of temper teach no one a lesson, apart from the vivid realization that when somebody is out of control, you had better get out of their way and fast. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city, said the wise men in Proverbs 16. The man who found no lunch on the table when he got home will undoubtedly have a few days to cool off and think about how he might have looked for some leftovers and not been concerned about having to rebuild the house. Too often, however, those displays of rage destroy any vestige of love which has endured the long nights of arguing and complaining. Frankly, a lot of men just don't get it. They think of their wives as domestics whose responsibilities are to do the cooking, the cleaning, and to be available to satisfy their passions. In Papua New Guinea, where brides are bought in the currency of 15 to 20 pigs, their chief responsibilities are to cook, take care of the garden, and provide children. And what if women fail in this last responsibility, I ask, only to learn that the one who paid the bride price can ask for a refund? What a contrast from what Paul told the Ephesians, that men are to cherish their wives as they do their own flesh and body. Paul said, "No man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church." Today we don't use that word cherish, but it's a good word. It means you hold something in esteem, you value it, you consider it to be worthy of great care. Another translation puts it, he feeds and cares for it as his own body. In Papua New Guinea, when I talk about how God wants men to treat their wives, women cheer. But not only in New Guinea, everywhere. The fact is, wives are not chattel, not domestics, not housekeepers, but fellow members of the covenant, partners in life, companions, and should be best friends. Having never seen the example growing up, a lot of you men tend to treat your wives as did the man who burned down his house when his lunch wasn't ready, not realizing he was also burning down his house, and he ended up teaching no one any lesson worth heeding. May I suggest that you take time to ponder the context of what Paul wrote, which you find in Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 5. Notice that the analogy Paul used was that of Christ's great love for his own, the church. That, says Paul, is how God wants you men to love your wives. It's an unconditional, no-strings-attached commitment, one that has a price tag, but one that brings great reward and pleasure. Only a fool would allow his temper to vent itself on the one who stood by your side and promised to love, honor, and cherish you until death should separate you. The bottom line, said Paul, is this: each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself. And that should be enough love to satisfy any woman.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.